The Central New York SPCA is bracing for an influx of cats.
The warmer weather, because it hit earlier, yeah, we've already started preparing and with cages and so forth to see them start to come in earlier than usual.
Education Director Kimberly Smith says the shelter could see more than 200 cats and kittens by the time spring comes to an end. And while it happens every year, the warm spring pushes up the timetable a bit this year. The only way to avoid the yearly cat explosion, says SPCA Executive Director Paul Morgan, is for animals to be spayed and neutered. And there is some good news on that front locally. The new low-income spay and neuter program that started about a month ago at the SPCA has already expanded to 3 days a week.
One day is going to be done strictly for our animals internal. The other 2 days are often to the public. We started it off to see how it would go. We probably will be expanding it to another day when, I don't know when. It's just more about getting the vets in here that are volunteering their time and so forth to do the surgeries.
The program offers low-income Central New Yorkers a chance to have their animals spayed or neutered at a reduced cost by vets who donate their time. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.